For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week on the Cultural Baggage Show, Canadian barrister Alan Young, who has several times done battle with the Canadian Supreme Court in regards to medical marijuana, and won. Alan, I've been following the adventures, if you will, in Canada over the years, and you're the attorney for the Terry Parker case, is that right?
I assisted on it. There's a number of cases that all came down in the late 90s that effectively changed the landscape with respect to medical marijuana in Canada, but not the landscape with respect to recreational use, and Terry was one of a number of cases.
What is the current situation in Canada?
On the medical side, as a result of Mr. Parker's case and a case I brought called Wakeford involving an AIDS patient, the government of Canada was put in a position where they were constitutionally required to set up a medical program to exempt users from the criminal law. If they didn't set up a medical program, they stood to lose their criminal prohibition. They had to basically segregate the medical community from the recreational community. So in 1999, we had a medical program set up where people could apply through their doctors. There's no question there's a lot of problems with the program. And the program was constructed almost with the government having a gun to its head, which is the only way it would have happened. So we're still working out a lot of the bugs, but we have somewhere close to 1,000 people now enrolled in the program. And these people can either grow their own marijuana, they can designate a producer to grow for them, or they can buy it from the government contractor. Many choose to continue to do it illegally by buying it through compassion clubs, but that actually remains a very viable option in Canada. It's probably the best distribution network. So we sort of have a great program, we sort of don't, but we're on the road to starting to do research into cannabinoids and medical efficacy. And so I think the picture on the medical front is fairly rosy, despite the international understanding that Canada has liberalized recreational use. In fact, we're in a very bad stalemate on that, with the government proposing decriminalization, and it's not even really true decriminalization, and prohibitionists wanting the law still to be tough, and activists thinking the proposals aren't good enough. The government has now proposed the legislation on three occasions, and it always dies before they can do anything, and they just resurrect it. So it's a very strange situation. We're in Canada. It may have something to do with our proximity to the United States, that we're afraid to decriminalize without continuing to demonize the plant.
Primitives live both north and south of the border. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.